This is Transformational Pediatrics with Children's Mercy, Kansas City. I'm your host, Dr. Rania Habib. Joining me today is Dr. Tomu Iwakuma, the Director of Translational Hematology Oncology Research at Children's Mercy, Kansas City. His research focuses on dissecting the mechanism of cancer progression, and today we are discussing his recent research findings on the P53 gene. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Iwakuma. We're so excited to learn more about your research.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very excited about discussing about my research.
Now, you are obviously on the cutting edge of cancer research. Let's start with a review of the P53 gene. What is it and what does it do?
P53 is actually the most famous tumor suppressor gene. It's biochemically transcription factor which binds DNA and transactivate numerous downstream genes involving cell cycle arrest, cell death, thereby functioning as a tumor suppressor.
Okay. And where is it located?
It's chromosome 17 in the human genome.
Now, obviously, your research focuses on cancer progression, and you have some recent findings on the P53 gene. Can you give us a high-level overview of your research and your findings?
Of course. My research, as I said, focusing on the tumor suppressor P53. The tumor suppressor P53 is the most frequently mutated gene in human cancer. And then, interestingly, most of the mutations are one amino acid change in the P53 proteins. This means mutant P53 protein is present in the cell. And in the accumulating, the research has demonstrated that mutant P53 function as an oncogene instead of tumor suppressor and enhance cancer spreading, which is metastasis, as well as drug resistance, thereby making disease outcome worse. That is my center of my research.
Wow. So one amino acid change is essentially contributing to the P53 mutation, basically turning it from a tumor suppressor gene into an oncologic gene. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. However, our recent study have revealed that tumor with mutant P53 could be rather sensitive to the endoplasmic reticulum stress, so-called ER stress, and ER stress-inducing chemotherapy drug called sorafenib.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yes. We also addressed underlying mechanism in which the mutant P53 inhibit formation of the ER stress-mediated stress granule. Stress granule is intracellular aggregates comprising of the RNA and the protein and that are known to contribute to drug resistance. So by inhibiting this stress granule formation, mutant P53 sensitizes cancer cells to the ER stress. That's what we found.
Wow, that is so exciting. Now, as I understand, these findings were very unexpected. Explain how you found it and the implications of these unexpected findings.
Yeah, since the mutant P53 is generally correlated with poor overall survival of the cancer patient, we take advantage of the commonly available database, public database. It's called the Cancer Genome Atlas, TCGA. Using this database, we perform the overall survival of analysis using in a different kind of the cancer types, including colon cancer, breast cancer, and ovarian cancer. Then, the generate most of the cancer type, mutant P53's presence is correlated with bad prognosis, which you can expect because mutant P53 functions as an oncogene. However, what we found is only in liver cancer cases, presence of the mutant P53 is correlated with better overall survival as compared to the liver cell, liver tumor, null for P53. This was surprising.
Very surprising, because you would have thought it was the opposite.
Exactly.
So, Dr. Iwakuma, what patient populations can benefit now from these findings? How many patients do you estimate could actually be impacted?
So given that mutant 53 can inhibit ER stress-induced stress granule formations, and mutant 53 is the most frequently mutated gene in human cancer, so our finding can benefit any patient with many type of cancer with 53 mutations. This could represent approximately 20 to 50% of the human cancer patient, depending on the cancer types and depending on the ability of the cancer cells to form the stress granules.
That's impressive. 20 to 50%, you said, of all cancer patients? That's amazing. Now, do you think that this would benefit both adult and pediatric patients?
Absolutely. That's what we are exciting. We initially focus on the liver cancer. However, since we found this new mechanism, mutant 53 inhibit the stress granule, even adult cancer, this can be applicable. Our finding can be used for the adult cancer.
This is exciting research. So Dr. Iwakuma, what are the future science prescribing or policy implications of the findings of your research?
So liver tumor and even other type of cancer with 53 mutations can be treated with ER stress-inducing anti-cancer drug, for example, the sorafenib. However, there's not much ER stress-inducing chemotherapy drug. Therefore, a new anti-cancer drug that specifically induces ER stress needs to be developed for future purpose.
That's going to be really exciting. So what's next for this research? Do you expect to do more on this topic or expand it to similar topics?
Absolutely. Obviously, the more studies are required to determine which specific type of 53 mutations can inhibit stress granule formations. And also we need to determine which type of cancer with 53 mutations can be treated by ER stress-inducing chemotherapy drugs. So what we found is weak point caused by mutant 53. So we believe there are other weak points caused by mutant 53, which should be determined.
That's amazing. So for your specific lab, are you going to continue to focus on just liver cancer patients, or do you plan to expand now to other areas of cancer?
Yes, we are thinking of expanding the many type of cancers. And also, we want to find out if any FDA-approved drug could cause other ER stress or not.
That's very exciting. So Dr. Iwakuma, what is your final take-home message for the audience? You have provided us a wonderful overview of your research, how it can translate to helping to hopefully cure cancer one day. So what's your final take-home message?
Everybody think mutant 53 is oncogene and it make it cancer worse. However, meantime, it can cause some weak point as well because of the cancer cell expressing this bad oncogene mutant 53. Cancer cell may have other weak point caused by this mutant 53, which should be identified in the future. And this weak point can be targeted as a cancer therapy.
That's such an amazing finding, and we're really looking forward to seeing how your research really changes the entire world in face of cancer and cancer treatment.
Thank you very much.
Once again, that was Dr. Iwakuma, the Director of Translational Hematology Oncology Research at Children's Mercy, Kansas City. To refer your patient or for more information, please visit childrensmercy.org to get connected with one of our providers. I'm your host, Dr. Rania Habib, wishing you well. This has been Transformational Pediatrics with Children's Mercy, Kansas City. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all other Children's Mercy podcasts.